Chapter 7. When he had finished all his discourse in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. Now a servant of a certain centurion, to whom he was dear, was sick to the point of death. And the centurion, hearing of Jesus, sent to him elders of the Jews, beseeching him to come and save his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they entreated him earnestly, saying to him, "He is worthy that thou shouldst do this for him, for he loves our nation, and himself has built us our synagogue." So Jesus went with them. And when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to say to him, "Lord, do not trouble thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof. This is why I did not think myself worthy to come to thee. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, and have soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." Now when Jesus heard this, he marveled, and turning to the crowd that followed him, said, "Amen, I say to you, not even in Israel have I found such great faith." And when the messengers returned to the house, they found the servant in good health who had been ill. And it came to pass soon afterwards that he went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went with him. And as he drew near the gate of the town, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large gathering from the town was with her. And the Lord, seeing her, had compassion on her, and said to her, "Do not weep." And he went up and touched the stretcher, and the bearers stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to thee, arise." And he who was dead sat up and began to speak, and he gave him to his mother. But fear seized upon all, and they began to glorify God, saying, "A great prophet has risen among us, and God has visited his people." And this report concerning him went forth throughout the whole of Judea and all the country round about. And John's disciples brought him word of all these things. And John summoned two of his disciples and sent them to the Lord, saying, "Art thou he who is to come, or shall we look for another?" And when the men had come to him, they said, "John the Baptist has sent us to thee, saying, 'Art thou he who is to come, or shall we look for another?'" In that very hour he cured many of diseases, afflictions, and evil spirits, and to many who were blind he granted sight. And he answered and said to them, "Go and report to John what you have heard and seen. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead rise, the poor have the gospel preached to them, and blessed is he who is not scandalized in me." Then, as the messengers of John left, he began to say to the crowds concerning John, "What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Behold, those who wear fine clothes and live in luxury are in the houses of kings. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall make ready thy way before thee.' I say to you, among those born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And when they had heard him, all the people and the publicans justified God, having been baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and the lawyers, not having been baptized by him, brought to naught God's purpose concerning themselves. To what then shall I liken the men of this generation? And what are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace, calling to one another and saying, "We have piped to you and you have not danced. We have sung dirges and you have not wept." For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say, "He has a devil." The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you say, "Behold a man who was a glutton and a wine drinker, a friend of publicans and sinners." And wisdom is justified by all her children. Now one of the Pharisees asked him to dine with him. So he went into the house of the Pharisee and reclined at table. And behold, a woman in the town who was a sinner, upon learning that he was at table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster jar of ointment. And standing behind him at his feet, she began to bathe his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw it, he said to himself, "This man, were he a prophet, would surely know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to thee." And he said, "Master, speak." A certain moneylender had two debtors. The one owed 500 denarii, and the other 50. As they had no means of paying, he forgave them both. Which of them, therefore, will love him the more? Simon answered and said, "He, I suppose, to whom he forgave more." And he said to him, "Thou hast judged rightly." And turning to the woman, he said to Simon, "Dost thou see this woman? I came into thy house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she has bathed my feet with tears and has wiped them with her hair. Thou gavest me no kiss, but she, from the moment she entered, has not ceased to kiss my feet. Thou didst not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say to thee, her sins, many as they are, shall be forgiven her, because she has loved much. But he to whom little is forgiven loves little." And he said to her, "Thy sins are forgiven." And they who were at table with him began to say within themselves, "Who is this man who even forgives sins?" But he said to the woman, "Thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace."